Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing the country's 2024 midterm budget and economic review presented by Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube in Parliament today. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday explained to American citizens and the world why he decided not to stand for re-election in the 2024 presidential race. Biden, speaking from the Oval Office, also outlined what urgent challenges he sees as the nation careens towards a November vote. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden made the stunning decision to exit the presidential race from behind a screen, choosing to drop the news online. 3 days later, in an Oval Office speech that was at times hopeful, at times determined, and at times wistful, he explained why. Biden spoke of his 5 decades in public office, touted his presidential record of domestic and political achievements, but then called for energetic new leadership to face tomorrow's challenges.
But nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. But there's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
Biden also thanked Vice President Kamala Harris, who has taken to the campaign trail with his endorsement and enough delegate pledges to net the nomination. He described her as experienced, tough, and capable, but added, "The choice is up to you." He did not name check the Republican in the race. But analysts say Biden's stark warnings all point to one man.
He talked about polarization. He talked about violence and political violence. Those are all things that harken back to Donald Trump and his presidency. He talked about the threats facing the nation when he first took office, January 2021. And so that was certainly about Donald Trump. But yeah, this wasn't a place for him to talk about Donald Trump. It wasn't a place for him to give a campaign speech.
The president said his job will now focus on domestic challenges like civil rights and voter freedom, gun safety reforms, the quest to end cancer, and Supreme Court reform. He also cited myriad challenges the U.S. faces abroad, with wars raging in Gaza and Ukraine, and China becoming more emboldened in the Indo-Pacific. These foreign fires, analysts say, are likely to burn in the minds of concerned voters.
That's really the concern I think people will have, is how does a lame duck president deal with foreign policy crises?
We'll find out Thursday when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits the White House. The Israeli leader is also holding 2 other meetings while in the U.S., with Harris and Trump. But for the final act of this presidency, Biden remains the protagonist on America's biggest stage.
He's like an athlete that is going to make the Hall of Fame and is retiring and, you know, gets the cheers from the crowds, finally, you know, for a long 50-year tremendous career.
Biden clearly understood that this address would be a dramatic peak. So he used his final words to break the fourth wall with a message as old as America.
The great thing about America is here. Kings and dictators do not rule. The people do. History is in your hands. The power is in your hands. The idea of America lies in your hands.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Anita. Now back to our main topic of the day. Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube today introduced measures to strengthen demand for the local ZiG currency, announcing that the government services will now be paid in local currency, including some taxes. Ncube presented the country's 2024 midterm budget and economic review in Parliament today, saying that the country's economy is in good standing, despite having been affected by the current drought situation. Ncube had this to say.
I've just presented the midterm budget and economic review to Parliament, as is usually the case this time of the year. We'd like to believe it was well received. Of course, We're going to have a debate next week, and after that, we also made some proposals that really seek to strengthen the demand for the ZIC, our domestic currency. We also provided some tax relief measures, especially for those who are involved in the livestock sector, poultry, cattle, pigs, goats, and so forth, just to make sure there's some relief, because El Nino has been quite harsh in that sector, and we feel that giving the relief by waiving the VAT is the right thing to do. When it comes to measures to support the ZIC, I think you listen carefully as to what we propose, and from now on, in terms of corporate tax, companies should pay at least 50% of their taxes in ZIC. And also presumptive taxes as well should be paid in ZIC, in local currency. In addition, government fees for government services should be paid also in ZIC, among other measures. So you can see that the midterm review seeks to support demand and use of the ZIC, as well as give relief where relief is needed.
Minister, does the exclusive payment of government services include passports?
Well, it's all government services, unless prescribed. With so many services that we offer, but really, it's all government services.
That was Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube in Harare today, reacting to the budget review statement. Opposition CCC Shadow Finance Minister Kobane Madzivanyika said the country was facing huge budget deficits due to the change from the Zimbabwe currency to ZIG currency, amongst other things. Let's hear what he had to say.
We have been just been told that Zimbabwe from 2023 November up to now borrowed locally through treasury bills to the tune of 2.3 billion ZIG. And if you look at 2.3 billion United States dollars using treasury bills, that is, we are adding more salt to a wound, because look at what has been happening. Our debt as of now is around 21 billion United States dollars. And with this kind of debt, this country cannot move forward. Because if you look at our gross domestic product as of now, it's around 26 billion. So if you look at the per capita levels of GDP versus the capital levels of debt, it means when someone is born, he has to deal with about 1,460 US dollars in terms of debt before getting a per capita income of GDP to the tune of 1,500. So it means people are born in debt. Why should we continue to mortgage the future generations in terms of debt? The best way to deal with the debt is to deal with the structural dialogue platform in good faith. Look, we cannot move away from debt, except the only viable option to deal with the current debt that Zimbabwe is having is to deal with obligations for write-off, particularly under the HIPIC arrangement, the highly indebted poor countries initiative, that will ensure that if our country debt is written off, we can start from a clean slate. Under the circumstances, government failed to honor its obligations, particularly on the governance pillar of the structural dialogue platform.
That there was opposition CCC Shadow Finance Minister Kobane Madzivanyika speaking to reporters in Harare. The lawmaker for Luveve Makandeni, Disen Banjila, also gave his take on the budget review statement.
Okwakuqala siyathola ukuthi uminisa ukhubeke kwacaca ukuthi ngenxa yesimo somnotho, ngenxa yesimo somkhathi, lonyaka asoze senze kuhle njengelizwe kwezokulima. Lokhu kutho ukuthi ilizwe lethu liphakathi kwendlala lohulumende ayibonayo. Nxa uminisa esechilo kanjalo, siyakubonga ngoba uphumele egcekeni ukuthi endabeni zokulima ilizwe lethu asoze lihambe kahle. Kodwa siyananzelela futhi ukuthi uminisa ukhulume ngendaba yezinye izinto ngaja zomkonomi esingathi ngama economic sectors osokuzamela ukuthi ekhangelwe ngendlela enhle ephiwe usekelo olukhulu nguhulumende. Eyinye yalawo ma-sectors ayiqambileyo yisector yama haulage trucks, amagonyeti, ukuthi amagonyeti sokumela ukuthi ancengwe atotozwe nguhulumende. Siyakwazi ukuthi abanikazi bamagonyeti iningi labo izingqungquthela zebandla elibusayo, lokhu sikubona kuyindlela yokufuna ukuthi bona bazikhufukise kwezomnotho. Kodwa siyakwazi futhi ukuthi amagonyeti ngokuba kuningi kwawo elizweni yiwo asebulele inkampani ye-National Railways of Zimbabwe, yiwo asebulele imigwaqo, konke lokhu senzakala ngokuthi bafisa ukuthi izimali zibe khona ezikwameni zabalutshwane abayibabanikazi bamagonyeti kodwa iNRZ isifa yona ingomkhathi wabantu abaningi kodwa imigwaqo isifa ibulawa yilawo magonyeti.
And that there was the lawmaker for Luveve Makandeni Disenbajila in Harare. Stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe to discuss about the 2024 midterm budget and economic review. We are joined via Skype by Chennai Moyo Mutambasere, an economic analyst, Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, and another analyst, Masimba Kuchera. But I'll start off with you. Welcome to the program, our, you know, esteemed guest. But I'll start off with you, Ms. Mutambasere. What's your view on the 2024 midterm budget and the economic review presented in Parliament today?
I think, as usual, when it comes to the budget, we have to always try and read between the lines in order to really understand what is happening and how it is going to, what's the outturn for the people of Zimbabwe. So, you know, I know that in the brief interview that Minister Mthuli did, that you just aired, where he says things are looking good, I would say that we are looking at, I think he said 2% domestic growth, which some of the things that he is saying that are going to be contributing positively to economic growth do not yet exist, such as the Wange, Unit 7 and 8 power station. We know that is currently on its knees in terms of development. But I find that 2% domestic growth is probably an overestimate. I think he is being over-optimistic given what is happening in the world, what has happened in Zimbabwe, and of course, not addressing the debt crisis, not addressing enough the corruption. I'm also a bit concerned, given this negative outlook, that there, in terms of social protection, the budget speaks to a lot of presidential schemes. We've got presidential gold schemes, presidential this, and I think that introduces an element of party politics into a national budget, which to me is very concerning. You know, I'd like to see and hope that those things should be really recognized as national government projects rather than president projects, just by virtue of the fact that they are part of the national budget, because then we can try to assess how accessible they will be, especially for women and young children who are going to be the most affected as we go into this period of negative economic growth. And then the other thing to note was the ZiG, which is the new currency that was just recently launched in Zimbabwe. At the time of it being launched, it was described as a structured currency that was backed by foreign reserves and gold. But there is a new statement in the budget statement which speaks to ZiG now being a new asset-backed currency. They no longer specify the specific assets that are backing this currency. Then, whilst I'm on the issue of the ZiG, I should say I express deep concern with regards to the fact that we are being told that ZiG can now be used for many different things, that government should accept ZiG, because this speaks to the fact that it's probable now that we have printed more ZiGs than we can back because when it was launched in April, I believe we were looking to less than 10% of our budget requirements were printed as ZIG. So I'm a little bit concerned as to whether that means that there's an intention to print more ZIG, and indeed what is going to be backing that printing of the ZIG currency. So, and then of course, there is glaring depreciation in agricultural growth, minus 21%. As we know, a majority of rural Zimbabwe do rely on agriculture, whether as a form of employment, as a form of income, and of course for daily subsistence. So that is quite worrying. And as well as the reduction in growth in the mining sector. So yeah. So for me, I would take a different opinion to what the Minister of Finance has said. I think Zimbabwe is looking into a period of negative growth and increased deficit over at least the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mr. Mavaza, over to you. We saw some of your party members in Parliament shutting down some opposition members who wanted to discuss the midterm review a paper today. What's your take on what were they afraid of?
They were not afraid of anything. They were actually looking at the reality on the ground and realized that sometimes people they want to politicize an economy. We should not in any way try to politicize an economy. When we present a midterm budget to the country, it's not for ZANU-PF. It is a national event, and therefore it is not a showcase for opposition. And again, I do want to disagree with the observations made by my colleague just finished speaking now. We have economic growth in Zimbabwe for the past half a year, and we have got a lot of increments in our mines. We already have 16 minerals mined in Zimbabwe, and they're all channeled now through the system, and it is actually supporting our currents through the gold, which has increased from by 15% since January up to this July. And then our gold reserves are now stable. As a result, we could see that our ZIG currency is more stable. Again, I would want to respond slowly to say it is wrong to believe that if a scheme is called a presidential scheme, it does not make it a ZANU-PF scheme. A presidential scheme is a national scheme. The president is a presidential figure, is a national figure, is a national person. He is the president of Zimbabwe, not of ZANU-PF.
Mr. Mavaza, let me just catch you there. But we've seen a lot of these presidential schemes, like the gold scheme, for example, coming under corruption. And, maybe that's where the concern is coming from. If you can explain a little bit about that.
The corrupt people who abused presidential schemes have been arrested and will be arrested if some of them are not. And there is no country without corruption. But we cannot throw away a child because it's dirty. We clean it up and do the best. But I wanted to point out a few issues here quickly. That the midterm budget, which was under the topic consolidating economic transformation, it actually shown us that the government cares because it has come up with a social protection which is caused by drought, because of the drought and some floods, which have affected our food production. The government had no choice but to make sure that people are looked after, the people socially are protected by buying them food and by buying them, providing clean water and making sure that life is bearable. Again, it has shown the strengthening of ZIG for the past six months. And again, the minister had actually emphasized on the purpose that in this half year, we've managed to improve our infrastructure. We've been actually, it's the first time in a long time that we've had a midterm budget coming up under a stable economy, which has been caused by the introduction of our ZIG. We've gained, there are so many achievements which we have gained throughout these six months only in the first half of this year. So the increased budget, as we have seen today, it has been increased from 7.7 million to slightly 1.5 billion because we have to do a lot of expenditures in protecting the people by providing food, free mini-meal, vegetables, food, any food items which can make people survive day to day. And all these things are given for free. And in case somebody will come up and say they are being donated from other countries, that's not true. We have got some few donations. Yes, we agree. But some of it, the government is financially sponsoring it, including the transport, fuel, and some of the food. It's we are sourcing the food and paying for it through this increased budget.
So thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Let me now turn over to Mr. Kuchera. Vakuchera, tinokuchingamidza imombotaura nerurimi rwamai. Kuti saka munoona zvakamira sei tichitarisa budget yawanikwa ichitariswa muzuva ranhasi iyi?
Pane nyaya nhatu dzandandichifungidzira kuti tinofanira kutaura nezvadzo. Chekutanga inyaya yecorruption. Nyaya yecorruption hatingafaniri kuitenderera. Inyaya iri kukanganisa magariro evana veZimbabwe. Nyaya yecorruption yanga tanga tifungidzira kuti patiri kutarisawo budget apa tichataurawo kuti tiri kuitei nezvenyaya yecorruption kubva kuMinistry of Finance. Chechipiri chataurwa ndechekuti tiri kutarisira kuti mazigi atanga kushanda kubhadhara maservices ehurumende. Tinofungidzirawo kuti zvimwe pana mapassport, matolgate namamwewo maservices ehurumende anenge akubhadharwa nezigi. Chakakosha kuti tinzwisise panyaya yezigi. Takanzwa kuti inobatsirwa negoridhe, inobatsirwa nezvimwe zvicherwa. Zvicherwa izvi hatisati taburitsirwa pachena kuti zvinenge zvichizofamba sei. Tinoziva kuti munguva dzakare kune malikages akawanda ezvicherwa anoitika muZimbabwe. Hurumende inozviziva, hurumende yakabvumirana neongororo idzodzo. Vanofanira kunge vachiita zvavanenge vachiita, asi hatisati tanyatsonzwisisa. Then chechitatu, ndinonzwa Mavaza vachitaura kuti hurumende iri kupa vanhu zvinhu zvekuti vashandise nekuda kwedraught. Ikodzero uye ibasa rehurumende kuti iite zvinhu izvozvo. Kana tichisarudza hurumende, kana tichine hurumende, tinoitarisira kuti ichengete mhuri yayo. Hatisi tinhu chatofanira kunge tichito, nekuti zvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge tichitarisa zvinenge zvichiita sekuti hurumende iri kunzwira vana veZimbabwe. Zvinhu zvatototarisira kuti hurumende zvairi kuita, iri kuita zvakakwana here. Tikatarisisa tichaona kuti vanhu vari kubatsirwa nehurumende vakafanana nevanhu vakaremara, vakafanana nemadzimai, vakafanana nevana, hurumende haisi kutokwanisa kupa vanhu ava zvakakwana zvatinenge tichitarisirawo kuti hurumende iri kuwana zvairi kuwana kuburikidza nekutengeswa kwezvicherwa nekuburikidza nezvinhu zvakawanda zvavanenge vachiita zvinovaunzira mari zvinge zvichiitika. Saka takatarisa budget iri tichitarisa kuti vanhu vakaremara tichipamedza nezvi vari kuzobatsirikana kusvika papi, tichitarisa kuti madzimai ari kuzobatsirikana kusvika papi, tichitarisa kuti vana vechikoro vari kuzobatsirikana kusvika papi. Zvinhu zvakakosha izvozvo kuti zvinge zvichizojeka kuti rubatsiro urwu rwatiri kuwana kubva kuhurumende ruri kuzokwanisa here kuti vanhu vararame nguva inei tichiyambuka kuenda kuna 2025.
Muchiri ipapo vakuchera, ndokumbira kuti mutaure nesindevele kuti tinozoona here mapazi ehurumende achitambira zvataurwa izvi zvaturwa navantuli Ncube panyaya yese kumapasipoti nekumwewo kuti zvibhadharwe nemari yemunyika yezigi.
Mbona njengani kuzathatha isikhathi ukuze uhulumende avumelane lakho ukuthi ama-services abhadalwe ngesiki. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe ifuna ama-US dollars ukuthi layo ikwanise ukuthi isebenze. So nxa kuyukuthi ubaba uMthuli Ncube usesithi yena abantu sokumele basebenzise amaziki. Uzaba nzima uze amanye ama-departments avumelane nakho. Okwesibili, engibona okuzakhathazeka ukuthi khathesi sizothi iziki langikhona alitholakali, alikho emphakathini. So omunye umbuzo ozaba khona yukuthi iziki liyabe livela ngaphi, lizabe livela ngaphi, elokuthi abantu basebenzise ukubhadala. Nxa kuyukuthi iziki khathesi alitholakale, sizothi alitholakale even labo abasebenzisa iziki elimlutshwane lokuthi babhadale amakhombi lani lani, abalitholi iziki langikhona. So kuzaba nzima njalo nxa kuyukuthi iziki alikho emphakathini.
Siyabonga. Ms. Mthambasere, so what do you think is the way forward? What would you recommend if the government were listening right now, Mr. Ncube especially?
I would like to also, just before I get into that, is to highlight the $5 billion increase in public debt that has also been observed in this midterm review. So that's an increase in debt by $5 billion US dollars in the space of 6 months. So what I would like to say is that we need to look at our situation in earnest. Let's not try and hide behind economic terms. Let's look at our situation with honesty so that we can address and help, especially the people, especially those in the rural areas, the women and young children. We already know that Zimbabwe is projected to have at least 700,000 young people who are going to go to bed without food in the next 6 months. This budget should be, you know, I listened to Minister Mthuli saying that everything is fine. We are going to have a few schemes here and there. But a 21% deficit in growth in the agriculture sector is a huge reality. It's a huge reality for the people of Zimbabwe. And so I think this budget is not being honest in terms of calling out the problems. We should not be looking to look at necessarily a budget that promotes prosperity through things like tax. We should have seen reduction in tax, especially at a time like this, where we know that people are hard hit by the drought. We are hard hit by other things that are happening globally. We are hard hit even by corruption, as the previous speaker said. So we need really to reconsider and to become more agnostic of our social protection measures. Even looking at, the budget talks about Vision 2030, but in the moment of crisis, the focal point should be on the crisis. How do we ensure that the people of Zimbabwe are going to go to bed with enough food in their stomach over the next 6 months so that we can weather the drought, we can weather the adverse weather conditions? I think we're expecting the opposite of El Nino from probably sometime in September into 2025. So let's pivot the budget from a social protection lens, because that is what it requires of us. Let's build more resilience in communities. And one sure way of doing that is relooking at the text. And then the issue of saying that we are going to be using more ZIG, it really does not make sense, because as an economy, we are an import-backed economy. Our value chains, our raw materials, pretty much everything is reliant on us having access.
Thank you. Thank you there, Ms. Mthambasere. I was going to revert back to Mr. Mabaza, but really time is not on our side, unfortunately. So that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank all our guests that we had today, and of course you, our viewers and listeners at home. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night.